Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why'd you need the day off yesterday?
Coach just gave me, I guess, like a little vet day.
They make it?
Yeah, pretty much. I was trying to get out there.
What do you think of that?
I was sick because I wanted to get out there and have some fun with the guys, especially when they was getting all, you know, making plays and running all over the field. So that's one of the things that you hate, you know, when it's your day to have the vet day. It sounds good in the sense, obviously, to take care of you, thinking of, you know, the bright side, but at the same time, when you love to compete and want to be out there, it just sucks. But, you know, listen to what the coaches want. I know it's for the greater good.
Gary, you're facing Kenny a lot in camp. What have you seen from him just this year compared to?
It's great competition in the sense that we keep battling, going after it. And that's what I can respect about, like, we'll, you know, be doing one-on-ones or going in team and maybe like somebody else may be up and then Kenny be like, nah, Adoree, like get up, or A-Rop, come up, and so we can guard. And that's what I respect, you know, the most about it. It's not like nobody's shying away from competition. And, you know, we're going to go out there and compete every day, and that's what we look forward to and appreciate the most, you know, from KG. He gave us great looks, you know, big size receiver, going out there, get good catch radius. So it makes us have to work on our tangibles, what we do well, and then trying to figure out how to compete and play.
Competition. I know the defense has been kind of chirping a little bit to the offense about, you know, how much the defense has been ahead. How much does that encourage both sides to level up?
It is good for competition because you see, like, if, you know, we do make plays, but let's say we don't, and then the offense makes plays, obviously they're going to feel riled up, and then it just gets the defense going and vice versa. So it's just us trying to battle. It's like big brother, little brother mentality out there, you know, who's going to be the best at the end of the day. But when we go in the locker room, it's all fun and games. But, you know, when we step out between those lines, like, you know, they're opposing team and we're the opposing team to them. So, yeah, ready for the next practice so we can get back at it for sure.
You know, obviously you're showing a small percentage of what your defense is going to do in a preseason game. You know, do you kind of sense, I don't know if it's frustration or not, but Wink wants to put all this stuff in. Then you get in the game and it's – you take dial it back pretty significantly, correct?
It's about trusting the process. I understand that, you know, the rest of the results are going to be during the season. And I think that's the great thing about, you know, having these preseason games, allowing us to be able to work and practice and get those reps in of what Wink wants us to do. And then when it comes to the games, giving us the calls that we know to make sure to go out there and play fast and play free. So I don't think we are worried or frustrated, as you said, about, you know, not doing everything that Wink wants us to do. When we go out here, we go out there and practice it and execute it in practice and understand that that's, you know, on the table for a later day.
Are there times on the field, though, in a preseason game, you know, the one you had, maybe this one coming up, where something happened, you say, okay, I see what happened here, but we're going to do something different in the game, you know, Wink, and Wink may even tell you, look, we're going to do this differently in the game. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, I get it. I see what's happening here.
No, I mean that's with anything, though, like practice, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, you put in that situation to see how you're going to respond and come out of it. So there's never a sense like, oh, we really would have played like this, or really would have played like that. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're out there competing, you just got to find a way.
Dory, you talked about, when we talked earlier this camp, about interceptions and wanting more. Is the ball finding you, or are you finding the ball more in camp?
Just speaking it to existence. At the same time, just when the opportunities present themselves, making the plays. And I just think that's how it goes. Speaking it to existence, working on just going and attacking the ball and getting the ball and, you know, seeing it as mine. Or if we're out there, like, it's not me playing defense or them playing offense, just like playing backyard ball. You know, one man individual throw-up tackle type situation where we're all just competing, trying to get after the ball and just flying around. And then good things just happen when you're running towards the ball as well. And that's a testament to that as well.
Can you talk about the responsibility that you have back there? I mean, we're looking at you as the veteran, the one guy that we kind of know what's going to happen. Do you accept that responsibility? Do you like the pressure that goes with it?
Yeah, we accept the, well, me accept the challenge, but us as a defense and us as a collective, as a team, offensively as well, special team, just accept the challenge of, you know, the unknown, as a sense. Just going out there and worrying about today, the process, and trying to perfect our craft. Working on the fundamentals, the little tangibles, the details, understanding that the bigger picture always going to be the games, but in the day, the small picture is that practice, those mental reps, those walkthroughs, and everything that we do to help us get to that goal to be better.
Personally, you know, how you accept that being the veteran there that really kind of is the leader?
I enjoy it at the end of the day. You know, being able to go through certain things, you know, in my career early and not being old, but still being able to relate to the guys. And if they need to come to me and ask me for some help or ask me with anything, I'm just being able to be there for them, which I think is pretty cool. You know, it's kind of like when we were in high school and, you know, somebody comes in like a freshman, you're in college, you're the older guy, and then, you know, everybody just like, all right, want to chop it up with you, chirp or whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, it's like they respect that. Because I'm not really trying to be all in their face, tell them you need to do this, you need to do that. I just let them go and do their thing, and if they need help, they know they can talk to me. So I appreciate the role and that's given to me that I have.
You guys keep handling a lot of inexperienced guys in the secondary. I mean, what small things have you seen them kind of pick up here in these first few weeks? I mean, how's that process been going?
I think just buying in. I think that's for all of us. Buying in, understanding there's a bunch of changes going on in the organization, but that's just buying in, not woe is me or feeling bad about the past or looking too much in front of the future. Just worrying about the day that we have today and being present and trying to perfect that day.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.